When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right, welcome to this week's Ozone Podcast, and they're all fun right now because this is a fun team to be around, but I've been looking forward to this for a little while, talking to this young man again, because I talked to him late last season in a little bit of a different kind of season for him and the team. Jaguars left tackle now, Walker Little. I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate you doing this today.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate it.
And it struck me when thinking about this today, your life has changed a lot in the last 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Does that ever strike you? You know, you went from a backup on a team that was 2-6 to a starter on a team that can't seem to lose right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a whirlwind of the last few weeks. I haven't had, you know, totally a chance to kind of grasp everything that's been going on. Mm-hmm. Just 'cause it's, as soon as you play one game, you roll into the next. But it's been really special, you know, into this year. I guess beginning of the new year now. But yeah, I mean, this team's been so much fun to be a part of, and you know, I've been happy to be able to play a role in it.
I want to get to some of your story mm-hmm. here in a little bit, because it's fascinating. The preparation that it must take to do what you've done is a pretty cool story. But tell me first about the feeling. You sort of touched on it, but being a part of this when this sort of thing starts to happen. Fans love it and get energized by it, but as a player, do you realize what you're a part of right now?
Yeah, I would say we definitely realize that, you know, we're doing a lot of things right. I don't know if we quite have a chance to get the full grasp of it, just because when you're in it, it's hard to kind of see the whole picture. Right. You're just kind of laser focused on, you know, that opponent that week, and then once that happens, you kind of flush it and you got to move on pretty quickly to the next week. But I know at the end of the season, we're all going to look back and realize how special it is. But at this point, you know, we're trying to make a run here. And for us, you know, the job's really not finished. And we have the utmost belief that, you know, we can win every game we play in.
Have you had a chance at all? It's sort of the same question, but sort of not. To speak with any fans during this? Mm-hmm. And what's the reaction right now when they see a Jaguar?
Yeah, cool. I mean, I've spoken just to some of my friends that I have, you know, that aren't, you know, Jags players that live here in Jacksonville, and they're just so happy, one, to just kind of see this team winning again, and the city, I know, is having a good time with it just as we are, and that fuels us, just, you know, having the city behind us. These last two home games, I mean, night games, primetime games, have been pretty special. To have the whole stadium be, you know, Jacksonville fans, mm-hmm. and for us to be able to win both of those has been an incredible experience for me, and something that I know I won't, you know, forget. So I know the city is loving this just as much as we are, and that definitely, you know, helps fuel us to go out there and practice each and every day, and then definitely on game days to go out and you know, I think that especially helped us in this last game down, you know, 27-0, but sure. Knowing that you know, we have the belief in us and the fans believe in us as well.
What I know you've in your second year maybe haven't been a part of a whole lot of professional locker rooms,
mm-hmm.
but I'm wondering if you have a perspective on how special the relationships seem to be between the players, the camaraderie. I've been around it a while. I've been around in good locker rooms, but this one is at the top level in terms of guys getting along with each other. Do you feel that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I would say you know, you don't really get into a real locker room, I'd say, until you get in college. And, you know, my 4 years in college and then in the last year and this year, this has definitely been the best locker room I've ever been a part of, which is, I think, hard to find in a professional team. You know, oftentimes, a lot of guys are only worrying about themselves, but this is really a selfless team, and everyone really wants to go out and do as much as they can for the team and for each other, and we care a lot about each other. And I think that shows that on the field, how we play, and also just how we're able to regroup when things maybe not aren't going our way initially.
An intriguing thing to me is when I ask players about this question, they don't really have an answer in terms of who sets the tone for that.
Yeah.
And it's not a locker room without leaders, but there's not really one leader. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Peterson has said that from us, said that to us from the beginning, which is, you know, that we have a whole team full of leaders, and someone's always going to be called upon. It's not just going to be one guy here, one guy there. One guy on offense or one guy on defense. It's going to be different guys in each game, and you're going to have to step up and play that role, both in, you know, your play on the field or just picking up a teammate beside you. And so I think that this team is full of leaders, and that's really helped us in a lot of the hard times, you know, we've gone through, being, like you said, 2-6, 3-7, having a team full of leaders where you're not just – not one guy is just carrying the burden of that leadership, but a full team of them who can really pick each other up and keep moving on.
What a – tell me a good Brandon Sheriff story for a guy who really doesn't speak to the media a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But he is sort of, I don't say the leader, but I guess the tone setter of the offensive line.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, I think Brandon stepped in here day one and really solidified himself as one of the leaders of our offensive line. And he's played a lot of football and played a lot of really good football at a really high level. And I think off the bat, you know, we knew that. But you never know what you're going to get from a high-level player like that. And he's a super selfless player. And, you know, his advice to young guys like myself and others, just helping us get better and helping us along the way and sharing knowledge. I think a lot of it stems to that, you know, he wants to be around the guys. You know, he doesn't matter. He doesn't care if you're a rookie, if you're year two, year three. He wants to be around everyone. And I think when you have – the guys that are at the top of the, you know, top of the NFL playing the best ball there is to be played, but they're still willing to hang out with you on, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays, and you share a lot of time with them. It brings the team a lot together. And I think that's what's been really special about this team. You know, there's no egos. Everyone is on a level playing field, and it brings the team a lot closer together when you have a group of guys like that.
Yeah, speaking to your point, for people who don't know, there's a big age difference in the NFL. Even though you're all grown men, 29 or 30, with which Brandon is, and 23 and 24 is a big age difference.
Yeah.
A lot of veterans do take off after practice. Yeah. And everything. So for a guy not to be like that with his level of experience is significant, as you say.
Yep.
So you're down 27-0. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, 27-0, it's you're kind of in a place where, like we said, you know, we were in more than just a hole. We were kind of in a crater. It was looking bleak for us, but at that point, you know, it's kind of what everyone expects. You know, you just think about, all right, next play, next drive. You just got to get something on the board. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're down at the end of the second half, and we are able to kind of go down, and, you know, Trevor throws a great pass to Evan Engram, and we score a touchdown going into halftime. And I think that play was really significant in the whole game, because we were able to come into halftime with a sense of calmness about us that, hey, like, we're still the offense we think we are. Mm-hmm. We're still the team we think we were. And, you know, the defense did a hell of a job all game, and especially in that second half getting key stops. And so as an offense, it was just kind of a next play mentality. And Trevor, along with the rest of us, were able to kind of turn around and just start making plays.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Trevor, because it was such a unique game. But, you know, what does it mean for a lineman? I'm going to assume – that what everybody's been saying is true, which is that never wavered, never flinched, even when he throws his fourth pick, he's still Trevor. What does it mean to a teammate when the quarterback responds like that in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just – when you have a guy like him that you know has so much pressure to perform, and, you know, he's, you know, has a tough start to the game throwing four interceptions, but he still has the confidence to go out there, you know, come over to the offensive line and explain to us that, hey, it's the next play. And you see that, you know, he's not flinching. He's ready for the next drive. He still has hope in this whole thing. It makes you want to fight for a guy like that. And as an offensive lineman, you know, our job is to protect him, and it gives you, you know, not that we need anything more, but just a little extra motivation to go out there each and every drive and give it your all, give it just a little bit more because you know he is as well, and all we know we just got to give him time because once he gets rolling, you know, a lot of special things can happen.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Do you, I'm not quite sure how to phrase this question, but it just struck me as I was preparing to ask it. What's the last time you played and started as many games in a row as you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a while.
18,
I guess,
right?
Yeah, 2018 would probably be the last time. Yeah. It's 19, I played the first game, so yeah.
Right. So that is interesting because obviously you've come in and are playing at a high level. Does that strike you at all, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people from maybe the outside have kind of asked me more than I've even ever thought about it.
I
think it's just because you kind of go out there and you prepare for each game like you're going to be playing. And so obviously the pounding on your body might be different and that approach changes. But mentally, week to week, it doesn't really change much. And you know, physically during the week, you're still going out there, you're still doing the practices. It's just kind of a difference on game day itself. And so the only approach that has to change on my end is just kind of recovery.
I'm sure I asked this when you were on before, but the adversity you overcame, and people who don't know, some devastating injuries in college that you had to come back from, a lot of time off, a lot of rehab. It's sort of a cliched question, but how much has overcoming that sort of helped with what you've dealt with so far in the NFL? Because it hasn't been an easy road for you the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I would say those were, you know, some of the tougher times during the end of my college career, just having a lot of injuries and things not maybe going the way I would have like dreamed them up to be. But a lot of resilience, I think, was formed during that time and has helped me, you know, through these first few years in the NFL. It's never easy. Every season has its ups and downs and its challenges. And if anything, it's just kind of taught me to stick the course and just have trust kind of in your teammates and your coaches in the process. And things, you know, if you do things right repeatedly, you know, things will go your way. And so I think just, you know, having that as a truth and following that has really helped.
One thing you learn covering the league for as long as I have is there's no path to for a player on where they're going. And number one recruit in high school, big-time player coming out, probably would have been a top 10 pick without the injury. And then you get in the NFL and you don't play at first.
Yeah.
How do you maintain confidence to come in and right now be playing – like the player everybody thought you were, if you follow me.
I think it's just, in a way, I would just try to keep every practice as much as I could like a game. And just keep that mentality of just kind of always like sharpening the sword, always kind of working on the skills. And so when the time did come, which, you know, inevitably it always will in terms of guys are always getting hurt on any team. And so you know that that time is going to come and you hope it doesn't. You never want another player to go down, especially another teammate. But inevitably those things happen. And so I think as well as you can, just trying to keep every practice as game-like as you can in your head. And, you know, I was lucky to go against really good guys here with Trayvon Walker, with Josh Allen, with Arden Key, and those guys, you know, be able to work moves and just go against them each and every week.
Now, that's easy to say, but not as easy to do. It, every week preparing like you're playing.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's important. Obviously, you've done it.
Yeah.
Harder than it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes it can be hard just to kind of keep almost like fooling your mind in a way of like, hey, like this is going to be like you got to prepare for this week as you will next week, even though you know that there is a chance that you don't even step on the field that week.
Right.
But it is the nature of the job, and there's challenges to being a starter and there's challenges to being a backup, and that's one of the challenges I think comes along with being a backup is keeping your mind in the right headspace of, hey, like, you got to be serious about your preparation. You got to be serious about each rep you get in practice because you may not get those game reps this week, but you have to keep improving as the team improves.
When a swing tackle comes in and plays at a high level, by definition, it's a little surprising to people. Have you surprised yourself?
No, I mean, I always have, you know, great expectations for myself and what I can do ever since you know, I've been in high school to college to now. And so I don't think I would say it's a surprise, but I've been you know, happy with what I've been able to do so far. But there's still a lot of things that I know I got to fix, and I know I got to progress on if I want to, you know, keep being the player I want to be on this team and just keep helping this team win.
People who watch tape say they see an increased aggressiveness, increased level from you each week. Is that just because as you play more, you sort of gain, hey, I can do this, and here's what I need to keep doing? Not a very good question by me.
No, I know what you're getting at, though, but I would just say a lot of it just comes from confidence and getting the time to get out there and have those real live reps in a real game. And you start seeing things that are similar from week to week and opponent to opponent. And as time goes on, I think it's easier to have a little more confidence, and that might show itself in different ways. But I feel like that just ultimately makes you more comfortable. When you're more comfortable and more confident, you can play a little faster.
You're showing yourself you can do this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty cool. Last thing we do here is what I call the Ozone Five. Five quick questions. We'll have some fun and get you out of here.
Uh-huh.
Walker Little, what's your last binge watch?
There was a show on Netflix called Kaleidoscope. I just finished. It's like a heist TV
show.
That's
a pretty deep track. That's not one that's on the top 10.
Okay. I think it might have been. It was on like one of the new releases, like last week or the week before. So I watched that.
Gotcha. All time binge watch.
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pre-game song, if you have one.
I really don't listen to music pre-game, which is kind of, I would say, different. I just kind of, people play music in the locker room, but I think it either hypes me up too much, or when I try to play slower music, it calms me down too much. So I try to just listen to the noises.
I'm going to assume the first answer is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Best game you played in before that?
Yeah, best game before that. I mean, the atmosphere the week before that Tennessee game was great. So I would probably put that right up there.
Run block or pass block?
I mean, I prefer to run block. I mean, I think most offensive linemen would. You can kind of it's more of a chance to kind of set the tone.
Okay. Even as a left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, I would say
makes your bones
people
pass
put
block.
Yeah, people put more importance on the pass blocking, but I would say just from an offensive lineman perspective, you're able to kind of set the tone of the game if you're able to run block well and just kind of control the clock and control the ball. It kind of puts the game more in your favor, more in your control.
I'm looking forward to this one because I think the answer will be impressive. Mm. Blow by blow, what was your Waffle House order?
It was the All-Star with, what was it, bacon, hash browns, over-easy eggs, and then a chocolate chip waffle.
That's solid.
Yeah, that's great.
Solid. More or less than Trevor ate?
Always more. Yeah.
Walker, it's a playoff week. I can't thank you enough for joining us. I know people are going to enjoy this. Good luck Saturday, and thank you for joining the Ozone Podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.